Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call in number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, with Katie Singing Eagle.
Hey.
And our guest today, filling in for David Tucros, is...
Mark One and a Half Crows.
One and a Half Crows, Nathaney. Yeah, Mark's with us today. He's going to be palling around and chumming with us and talking about spiritual things. Off the air, we were kind of being silly and talking about we have to have a sex show one time. So we're all kind of... our blood level's gone up a little bit. So Katie's like dropping things in my studio here.
The endorphins are working.
Yes. But I want to welcome everybody to the show. It is 6:01 in Columbus, Ohio, and it's a beautiful day. It rained a little bit, and today's Labor Day, so we want to give thanks and recognize all those people who have the day off. Labor Day is a good opportunity for people to catch up with either sleep projects that they want to do or buy that $700 refrigerator for $300 at Lowe's. So I want to welcome you guys to the show. And I'm glad you guys could take time out of your busy schedules to be with me.
Hola.
It was a pleasure. So, Katie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, I think I saw you 6 hours ago, right?
Yeah.
Hanging from the balcony.
Yeah, I like to go out and hang from the balcony every now and then. It's good for the spinal cord.
Bat therapy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just hanging by my toes.
How are you today?
I'm good. Been working on some... I have some surprises coming up. I've been working on some surprises.
Good.
Being the wascally wabbit that I am.
Okay. You know what happens to rabbits if they don't share? they get hunted down.
Ooh, rabbit. Ooh, fried rabbit with gravy.
Yeah. Mm.
Lucky rabbit with foot is not always so lucky.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Who are you all who are vegetarians?
That's why it's lucky to drive it foot because you have it and he doesn't. So I guess it's unlucky for him or her. Mm-hmm. Honey, I told you I shouldn't have gone over there. No, anyway, we're being a little goofy and silly today, but that's normal. It is Monday.
I would look great on somebody's keychain.
I don't think I've had a rabbit's foot for such a long time. So
I've had a rabbit coat before. But
I had a green rabbit's foot. Have you had a green rabbit's foot? They come in multicolors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those before. They used to sell them, like, in the, you know, the little things at the cash.
Yeah, they used to be real popular to have them.
At the little corner stores.
Yeah.
You could buy them for $1 or $2 or something like that.
Yeah, no, I don't see them too much anymore.
No, because the PETA people have gotten hold of, you know, and a lot of the animal rights.
My lucky rabbit's foot.
it's kind of gross the way they do it and they catch rabbits, though, so.
Yeah.
That wasn't nice. If people, only reason why people should really catch them and stuff is if they need them for food, and then there's a ceremony that I was taught as a child that you do in order to honor that rabbit's life if you need it for food.
Cool. So. Well, I want to give everybody the call-in number for tonight. The call-in number hasn't changed, for those of you who called in before, is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Or you can just, you know, call through Skype. Probably get a free call through there. But this is not a toll-free number. So just for those of you listening in, just want to make sure you know that.
Now, something we can say is that we went on a hike this weekend. On Saturday, we went down to Hocking Hills Rock House. And that was a really excellent hike. It was really kind of fun and not as challenging for me, being a large person. It wasn't as challenging as the cliff hike, but it was had some nice steep steps and some different little places. And then we climbed up into this little open mouth cave, and in that cave we sat and had some talked and had some ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And did some healing, some energy healing. And that was, it was a really pleasant afternoon, even though it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice and cool down in the valley between the hills and then up in the cave area. It was really nice.
Yeah, have you ever been to Rock House?
I don't know if I've been to Rock House. I've been to
You'd know Rock House.
A couple times.
You'd know it if you see it. It's a cave, like, opening in Hocking Hills. It's really cool. I actually went down into the outlook is when you look out the far point of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went down into the plateau area, and because there's a nice little walkway down there if you get there. But then it's easy to get down, but it was hard to get back because I'm a short person to begin with, so my arms are like, okay, my arms won't reach there. So I had to, like, kind of use my arms and my shoulders to brace myself up and put my foot back up and get back up on the ledge and stuff. It was I was like, okay, I think I'm stuck here. But, you know, I got out pretty good. But it was a great time.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. It was a beautiful day. Nice hike. We found that huge tree at the end.
Yeah.
I saw those pictures.
You saw pictures on Facebook?
We had to hug a tree. Yeah, and yes, I am a tree.
Yeah, I am
hugger.
A tree here, too. Yeah, and the whole time we were doing ceremony, there was a tree that, you know, had transitioned, you know, breaking down and, you know, doing its thing as nature does as we were doing the ceremony. And I was using that to ground myself along the cliffside and the trees, so since I was conducting and facilitating the ceremony. But it was really nice. It was beautiful. The whole day was beautiful. It was the time when there was nobody even around. One time when I was working on you, there was nobody. The whole place cleared out.
It was
just
quiet.
It was so quiet. I mean, you could drop a pin in here, you know, land on the ground. That's how quiet it was.
You have big energy.
Well, you did. You had big energy. I could feel your energy was really big, you know, that day. That's why I asked David to hold space to help me out a little bit.
Yeah, because I got some little places that need to, I've got layers.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly by surely, I know I'm getting those layers taken care of so that I can... There's big things coming. I know
mm-hmm.
there's big things coming, and I'm going to be doing some studying and learning from some different ancient people's wisdom pretty soon. I'm trying to get my schedule together so I can be imparted with some different stuff, and I don't know what Spirit wants to do with it, but I guess we will see coming up.
Yeah, it's funny. But you brought that up about Spirit, you know, how Spirit puts us on this path to do things, you know. We kind of have an idea where we want to go, but all of a sudden we either get a big U-turn or another fork opens up or another direction opens up for us, and then we're left with this decision to go one way or the other. And like today I was thinking, you know, I was going, I'm supposed to disappear. And I'm going, well, but I'll miss everybody. And I mean, what does that mean? Because I kept hearing the voice, you have to disappear. You have to just go off and do what you're supposed to do. And so for me, that's been the voice in my head rattling around. And I'm going, wow, that's pretty intense for me. Because, you know, for me to disappear, it was, you know, literally disappear. That means a lot. You know, if it's a literal statement that I felt and that I, you know, felt through my body, coursing through my veins, you know, the first thing that came to me was when Buddha left his family. You know, I'm not saying I'm Buddha by any means. Don't get me wrong. But he had that journey too. He had that calling and that yearning to learn
mm-hmm.
and to discover what was outside in the world. And yet to find out that, you know, everything, you know, the world is what we make it. But, you know, he left his wife and his kid and, you know, his riches and everything. And, you know, I just, I have to work on that, meditate on that a little bit and just kind of work
Maybe
with that.
Maybe it's like a spirit quest or something like that.
Maybe it's time for another vision quest. You know,
yeah,
I've been on vision quests before.
About a week or two and...
I feel like maybe that's what it means, just to kind of, you know, take maybe a little hiatus from things and just focus on, you know, where I'm going. But have you ever had those kind of feelings, Mark? Are you in that? Are you on that quest right now? Your life's changed a lot, too.
It has. My life has 100% changed. My life resembles nothing that it did a year ago at this time.
Yeah.
Not even at 10 minutes ago. So since you brought that up, I have a story.
Okay. I like your shirt, too.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
the Zodiac.
Covered
Zodiac.
With the Zodiac symbols today. Okay, so, you know, sometimes the universe throws things in your way and says, hey, pay attention to this. And when you try and get away from it, you know, even with, like, the astrology and stuff, I've been studying for, like, 22 years, but there's been times where I'm like, oh, dude, I'm just, what do I do with this? I'm bored with it. And it's like, you know, and I try to give it up, and then it's like, there'll be eight people in a row. It's like, hey, do you still do readings? I've got a friend that, you know, so you'll get, the universe will give you signs. And
sure.
So a couple years ago, I started going through this weird thing where I started noticing missing people. So I just kept noticing. Every time I turned around, there was a story about a missing person or something. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to pay attention to this. I'm supposed to do something with this.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kept popping up story after story every time I turn around. And so then I started doing some research into it. So unfortunately, there's lots of info out there on missing people. There are all kind of websites with missing people and stuff. So I was able to get lots of birth info for people and when they had disappeared and things like that. And there's a great series of books called Missing 411 that I really got observed into about really strange disappearances in national parks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just getting this over and over again, this missing person stuff, and I'm like, what in the world is going on? And so then I started doing more research, and I started finding there's astrological correlations. There's a couple indicators in a person's birth chart and or combinations with when they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept, you know, so I was doing all this research, and so that's going to be one of my first books that I'm working on now. It's going to be on astrology and missing people. And so I have another friend that has an astrology friend whose birthday is one day before mine. So I noticed one of the things that would come up, there was a certain astrological placement, and I noticed I had it coming up in a few years, and so it kind of became a joke. We were going to, you know, both disappear at the same time and everything. And it started out as a joke, and then I started looking, and the weird thing is my birth chart matches every single criteria, and then there is a time about 10 years from now where I... So I'm gonna out myself on your show here.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds of me disappearing on July 1st of 2025 far exceed the normal percentages anyone else will experience.
Okay.
So that has...
You say that with great hesitation. I can see it in your body language.
I've tried to kind of keep that to myself, except for some... I mean, I guess it would be cool to be the first person to predict their own disappearance ever, but
mm-hmm.
It was creepy because I kept looking at, you know, there's these three or four things everybody has in their birth chart and these three or four transits, and I have all of them converging in the summer of
cool.
July 2020. So, but is a walk-in going to come on? Are the aliens going to take me back to the mothership?
Note to self, do not go out with Mark that day. I don't want to be the only witness.
Oh, are you kidding? I'm having a slumber party with every damn person I know on the planet that day. It's like I'm going to be handcuffed to all of them.
You know, I think
wait, maybe not.
You make a good point, you know. Oh, Katie.
Oh boy.
You're red. You go slumber party. You're red too. No, but, you know, it's funny that you bring that up. Knowing the day, I mean, I think everybody knows the day, the actual time that they will either disappear or something, an event will happen to them. But I think it's probably one of the most fearful things, too, that we block out in our conscious mind, you know. Because, you know, I mean, you really don't want to know when you're going to transition or if you're going to move on, be abducted or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. That's a scary place to be, to know something. And, you know, I mean, but it would also make something really. It would make something really cool too. It'd create, you know, a sense of urgency too to live every day like, you know, was your last day or
last
you know,
day.
Countdown to 2012, you know, whatever.
And that's what I've been doing. I'm all in right now, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in on everything. I know more. I don't. Cursed is not the right word. I have had too much patience in my life at times.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of try to play everything by the book and try to do everything the right way. And And then you find you waste a lot of time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
We should live like it's our last day. We should live, to say the least. Just wake up every day, be thankful for that day, and live. Try to get every moment out of that day that you can. Do something constructive, do something positive, do something to help somebody else, whatever you can do. I know I don't always have days like that. Some days I just,
oh, of course,
you know, want to just hibernate or find a corner or a book and sit up and read, but still, there's days where you feel like you get up and it's like, ah, I got to go do something. I got to go be out in the park. I got to go see the sunshine. I've got to dance in the rain. You know.
Yeah, but you do that. See, that's what I'm saying. You are aware of that. You're cognitively aware of doing that. There are a lot of people who walk through life like zombies. They just do what they're supposed to do, and they've sold out. You know, I've seen posts here, at least recently, about people who have student loans, for example. You know, they got $20,000 in student loans, and with the interest and everything, they have to pay like 30 or 40, you know, whatever. I don't know the figures, because I don't have to pay any. But, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of stress and a lot of things on people's minds, you know, that distract them. You know, from being in life, you know, I need a job, I'm raising a family, you know, I need to buy a car and keep up with the Joneses, whatever, you know. But in the end, the most important thing is how you spend your time with the people around you. You know, that's what I'm finding, because I've had people who have transitioned to people who I've worked with, and, you know, they're like, you know, I waste a lot of time on other things that were really irrelevant, you know, and making relationships with people and having friendships with people is probably more valuable than money, than anything, because, you know, in the end, we can all work together, help each other, work together. And, you know, you can't eat money.
No.
It may buy you some hamburgers and stuff, or, you know, meal, you know, but in the end, there's nothing that can replace that love between two human beings and that interaction.
You can't take it with you. So, I mean, people want these big cars. They work. They get these big cars, big houses and stuff, and they don't even have time to enjoy it because they're work, trying to pay them off. I say have a simple living facility, simple car, the extra money, do something positive with it for someone else, take a trip, go on vacation, enjoy, live life.
Yeah.
Don't work yourself to death, because one day you're going to, you know, work, and that's what people do. They end up working themselves to death, and all that big house and car and all that they worked so hard to pay off, they cannot take it with them.
No.
And maybe the next life, if you're, you know, one of those come back and reincarnated, you might come back as somebody that has to slow down, has to smell the roses, has to whatever your karma is, because you did so much in the previous life, you didn't get the chance to enjoy it. So,
well, I'm definitely slowed down on this life compared to past lives. I can tell you that. I was pretty busy in the last past life. I'm busy now,
busy
but not
in past life, too. I've seen it. I was never got the chance to enjoy anything. So, at least now I've gotten to enjoy some things, but I've done and had a lot of suffering, too.
And you listeners online there, I see you all there, so just hang on tight. We'll get to you in a little bit here. We're just kind of setting the base for the show and just trying to get into the rhythm and the groove. We're just kind of talking about different things right now. We're talking about, you know, being in the moment, past lives. If you believe in that, fine. If you don't, that's fine. You know, we're really, you know, just kind of exploring the different, you know, avenues of life and what that means. Today's Labor Day, so Labor Day means, you know, we all work. You know, we have to work to eat and survive in this particular realm that we're in somehow. And there's different ways to survive. So some people work 24 hours a day, per se. You know, that's just, you know, figuratively speaking. And there are other people who don't work at all and do very well. You know, they just know how to move the system. They know how to work the energies. Some people don't even know they're doing it. They just do it naturally. And then, you know, that's all the manifestation that we all create within our own, you know, spirit, within our own soul, how we attract. And a lot of it's, you know, what we attract and what we repel away from us, too. You know, I was coming out of the store. Let me tell you a story. I came out of the store. I went to, you know, Turkey Hill. Came out one night. And there's these two, like, I don't know if they're homeless, or but they're transient, like young people. And they have their cell phones plugged into the outlet in the store and the wall thing. You know, I'm going, okay, well, they obviously don't need a lot of money because they have cell phones. You know, I'm thinking. And they asked for change, and I didn't give them anything. But, you know, I'm usually not like that, you know, but I was really exhausted and tired. But the next day I came back, the guy was by himself, and, you know, he's like, hey, can you spare some change? And I'm like, yeah, sure, you know, here's some change. And got an opportunity to talk to them a little bit. You know, they're heading back home to California. They live Columbus, but, you know, their home is back in California. They want to get back there. And it was interesting just to talk to people and just listen, you know, because most of the time no one really talked to these people. They were young people, you know, about my son's age and my oldest son's age. And so I was like, it was really cool to actually take a moment and listen. So many people just, you know, and I did it, just walked away, you know, ignored them, you know. And I was thinking, well, you know what? That's not very nice, you know, to some degree, in my opinion. Now, part of me was, like, conflicted with it. It was a conflicted moment, you know, because I'm like, that's me, you know, all my relations. That's part of me. And I'm going, maybe there's an aspect of myself that I didn't want to see in that particular moment in time. But the next day was okay. I was ready to see that. I was ready to, you know, go, well, at any given moment, I could, that could be me on the ground begging, you know, begging for change for whatever God knows reasons. And, you know, that really struck me. And I felt better when I talked to the guy because he wasn't really in need in the sense like he was desperate. It was just like he just needed a little bit extra to put it, you know, in the tank. And, you know, Spirit was a good sign from Spirit to teach me that lesson that not everybody is, you know, just out there trying to get money off you and you know, get you, you know. But I just wanted to share that. So it was a little off topic, but, you know. Just.
No, I mean, I think that ties in with what Katie was saying, too, about, you know, when you look back at your life, the things you remember are not the huge paycheck you got one week or the big bonus you got. It's the one-to-one interactions or times hanging with your friend. You know, if you made a list of your top 10 favorite experiences, you know, I wouldn't have anything to do with money be involved with any of them unless it was, you know.
Unless you're Richie Rich in the comic
book. I had
book.
Money to go somewhere on vacation
sure.
and had a good time or something like that. But it's always the, you know, the minute, the moments I think back on are interactions with
sure.
people.
Mm-hmm. Like this moment right here is very valuable, very important, very special. You know, there will be a day, you know, maybe tomorrow I might not think about it, but there'll be a day, a couple, you know, a week, two, a month, two, 5, 6 years that I'll remember this conversation, you know, what we talked about. That's just kind of how I am. I'll be walking down the street, boom, there, I remember that we were talking about.
Right.
You'll do that.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's like helping out friends with different little things. Like, I go over my best friend's house at least once a week to check in on the dogs when they have a long working day. And I would do it, and I would do it for free, for nothing. And she helps me out with gas, and I do some extra stuff, like maybe a load of laundry or two for them, or maybe a little dusting or something in the house. But these are friends that has helped me out when I was between apartments, when I have been low on funds at times, when, you know, different things happen. My best friend, she has always been there for me. She's one of those people that I can call in a moment's notice if I need anything. So when they ask me to help them out with anything, I go help them out. And we should all be like that. There's always should be someone you can call, someone you're close to, that in a moment's notice, that if they give you a phone call, you can be up and say, how can I help? Even if it's not monetary or anything, get up and take them for a ride somewhere. Maybe bake them something. Like, my thing when I give gifts is I like to bake. Because I don't know
if someone needs something and they would like something baked or have a favorite something or other, then I'll bake for them. But, you know, everybody has their little gift, their calling. Mm-hmm. That they can do to help somebody else out in this life and pay it forward, or even help somebody up from that's behind you, help them up to bring them to your level or forward in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, let's take a 30-second break, and we'll come back, and we'll open up the phone lines. Again, it's calling number is 646-595-3440. We'll see you guys in 60 seconds.
You are listening to withinsightsradio.com and withinsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders.
Yesterday I was just coughing off today, and I think I might have inhaled it. When we left the woods, I started coughing off one, and then I coughed yesterday. Got a little pollen.
It's Lookie's out.
Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia, with David Chukro's out of the office today. We got Katie Singingle here, and we have Mark Matheny. Matheny, right? Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One and a half crows, for sure.
Yeah, one and a half crows.
Nice Italian-sounding name.
It's actually French with some Scottish.
I thought it was Pakistani, but personally.
Okay, French-Scottish.
Yep, French, a little bit of Scottish, a little bit of Native American, which I'm trying to do a little research on now. And
oh, we got a caller. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, we're ready to take a caller. They've been holding for a while, so let's see what's going on. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's going on?
I was wondering if you're picking up any big changes coming my way.
All right, Laura, we're going to sit here for a second, and we're going to tune into you a little bit. Anybody can just go whenever they feel like they want to feel something. Laura.
What's your birthday, Laura?
October 1st, 63.
Okay, so I don't have my computer software here, but in general, here I can tell you that there's a couple big energy shifts coming up, and one of those will be around September 13th, and the next one will be September 22nd. We're going to have a couple big planetary shifts, so just kind of in general right now, everyone is kind of. We went through a really rough, like, 9-month stretch where people were kind of sorting out their relationships and kind of finding where their value is and where they belong and that kind of thing. What relationships are important to them, what kind of work they should be involved in, just a lot of inner reshuffling. And right now, this energy that was kind of kept inside a bit is kind of releasing itself. And for some people, it's releasing itself in some weird ways, maybe mm-hmm. some anger or some maybe over-partying or just releasing a lot of kind of repressed stuff. So there's kind of 2 more weeks of this current Mars cycle, which is in Scorpio. So I would think that around September 13th, in that area, I think everyone will feel a little shift in energy there. Should be a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little bit intense again around September 22nd. But then it should chill out for a few weeks again after that.
Sounds like you're going to be busy. Hey, I did pull a card for you, Laura. I pulled the card. Katie did too, so I'm going to go with my read real quick. Mark just gave you an astrological read there, which is really cool because kind of affects it a little bit of everybody, doesn't it? That kind of just in the ball game. So I put this card about returning home, and it's also about the spiral and the snake. And the returning home is, I see, when I look at this card, they have the 3 central points. The 3 central points is self, sky father, and earth mother. Okay, the relationships with either family or with people who are around you. Spirit is talking about returning back to the basics, back to the things that you maybe have gotten away from, and follow a little bit of the energies that, because I feel like your energy is down a little bit. I feel like, you know, maybe you need a little pick-me-up or something that's not flowing properly for you. Well, here's a good example for you to take time and shed away things that don't resonate with you. The snake is a very good example of that, is shedding skin and transformation and rebuilding your life. So the read that you asked, you know, do you see anything for me? Yeah, I see taking inventory about returning back to yourself, going inside you and seeing where you need to be. Am I on the right career path? Am I in the right relationship? Do I want to be in a relationship? Does it serve me right now? Returning home is also me. It's a metaphoric, but it also means, well, maybe I need to go visit people that I haven't seen in a while. You know, touch base with people. You know, maybe you do that all the time, but there's somebody out there reaching for you, somebody who's grasping for you. I'm not sure who that is. Maybe Katie, I have a little more with her card, and I'm going to move over to her side. Hopefully that helps you a little bit.
Okay. I picked a card, and it says it's time to take some downtime. Which means pretty much is just take some time for yourself to think about things that you want to do, take inventory, do a little journaling. It's time to, you're in a rest state. It's time to rest a little bit from some things you've been doing to calm yourself, calm your mind and your body, and just let things be. I'm not seeing anything big going on or anything like that. I don't know if you've had some energy shifts like a lot of us have had in the past couple of weeks, but what I get for you is downtime, resting, relaxing, trying to see where your next step is and taking inventory of what you're doing now to see if that's your this direction is what you want to do or that direction is what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So it's time to just look into some things like that. It kind of goes along with what Iggy was saying.
Yeah, similar card. Very good, Laura.
Okay.
Hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight and a little direction where you might want to plug your energies to. Thanks for calling
okay,
in. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the reading.
So, you know, sometimes a general read is probably a more difficult read, you know, especially for the person who's trying to, you know, channel the energy to us and us trying to pick up. But it's not that we can't pick it up. It's just there's so many things going on in your mind. In a general read, there's so much going in your head and so much floating in there, and spirit's just trying to channel the things that you need to hear. Sometimes when we say something on this show, may not be the thing that resonates with you the most until maybe after you hang up or you listen to another caller or have time to process what we said, because we're giving you three different reads with three different angles, and they may all be the same, or they may be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this aspect, you know, you were talking about one thing, we had a similar read, but all the reads were generally pretty close, taking time, understanding, there's going to be things happening, and there's going to be things happening all the time to us, and how we respond and react is how we move forward with, you know, with these reads, and how we move forward in life. So let's see if we got another caller here. Oh, got another caller there. I'm going to cough real quick, and I do apologize. We just with this, you know, the tempered weather. Okay, here we go. Kala.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi,
what's your name, caller?
How are you?
Good, good.
Sherelle? Yes. How are you?
All right. I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Just stormy up here. About the storm.
You got storm up there?
Storm. Yes, yeah, about to storm bad up here.
Where are you at?
Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit.
Detroit, baby. The D town.
Yeah.
We need to come visit.
I've been there.
Second vacation.
Yeah.
I know, that's right. She said, I love Detroit.
Where's a good place to go in Detroit? And I'm not familiar with
downtown.
Detroit. I just went there. Downtown Detroit?
Downtown.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful area. Beautiful, real
watch
nice.
Watch a Pistons area. Game?
Yeah. I had a third cousin that played for the Detroit Tigers many
years
ago.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Good restaurants in Germantown.
Yeah, I need to take a vacation down there because I'm ready to get from up here. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't want to take over the show. Just
yapping
my mouth.
You're doing fine.
Okay, I had a question for you all. I was wondering, how do Sam feel about me?
How does it? I didn't catch what you said.
Sam.
Yes. Okay. How does he feel
please
about you?
Thank you. Yeah, it's like, do you see us, like, in a relationship, or where is he at with me? Like, because he has a girlfriend, but we just friends. But I don't know.
I had a feeling about that. You know, I kind of had this weird, I saw this bottle over here. I was looking at this bottle of, you know, it's the bottle of fertility bottle here. So I'm going, I don't know, that's a good one.
You may not want that bottle. What's your birthday, sweetie?
11/30/93.
And what's his?
Yeah, I could tell. So am I.
Do you know what his is?
Oh, you are Sagittarius too. Good.
I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Sag.
Yay! We a Sag, baby.
Right. Sorry. You get two Sagittarians together, you know, that's what happens.
Right.
What's Sam's birthday?
I think it's 11/15. I don't know the year, though.
He's okay, that's fine. So, yeah, Scorpio, Sag.
Why do Sagittarians always attract Scorpios? They're dangerous. Mm-hmm.
I'm a Scorpio.
Well, here's something that I run into a lot. Here's something that I see a lot in.
I love Leos.
Leos are cool, aren't they?
Yes, I've been dating one for 6 years. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to have that fire energy around you. Here's one. I do a ridiculous amount of charts for couples and love interests and stuff. So it's very often that you see people of neighboring signs together, and that's probably actually one of the most common combinations I see, because the inner planets all travel so closely together. The Mercury, Venus, Mars always stay, or especially Mercury and Venus, stay within a couple signs of where a person's sun sign is, because the transit time is so similar to the sun's, that you often have, it's very common for, he probably has some Sagittarius stuff in his chart, and it's very likely that you have some Scorpio stuff, because Mercury and Venus so similar. So you probably usually have a lot of interplanet connections between people of neighboring signs. So it's not uncommon that your Mercuries and Venuses or something, which is communication and, you know, Venus's relationships. And
yeah,
so it's not uncommon that you have connections.
I think we sexually attracted to each other, if anything, besides everything. And I don't know what it is about that boy.
That'd be some Mars energy, baby.
But I'm going to let y'all talk. I ain't going to tell it all.
We were going to talk about sex today, but here we are.
That's been the theme of the conversation today.
All right, we'll go from the planet to the earth medicine real quick here. I pulled the deer dance, okay?
Okay.
The deer dance card is about courting and relationships. I'm looking at the card, and I see there's also a spiral in here. So that's good, and that's kind of not good at the same time. You know, it depends how you want to, you know. I don't want to put any limiting beliefs on your read here, so you'll take whatever you want from this.
Okay.
But the number 16 pops up really strong, and the number 16 is, I don't know what that really means, if that's 16 days that you're going to have, you know, encounter with this person, or 16 days that you might not run into them again. But 16 is a very prevalent number. It'll pop on maybe in the calendar. You'll see it. But I also take 6 and 1, and I add them, you get 7. So you have 7 days here of processing. Really think about what you're going to get yourself into. The deer dance is a very powerful medicine. Deer medicine is also about walking your path very slowly and very, you know, cautious, and understanding that, you know, even though this buck looks good, you know, and, you know, you're going to have fun with him, you know what bucks do. They tend to move off and do their thing, and they keep going on. I would hate to see you be, you know, a casualty of courting and, you know, misuse of sexual energy. Because when the infatuation's gone on his end or your end, it's done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so think really clear about how you want to approach this, because it may be fun and energetic right now, and you may be really enjoying, you know, the high you're getting from it. Because once you come off that high, you may find out that, you know, and then I'll let Katie take it from here because she has the perfect card, what I was going to, you know, segue into. But I think she,
okay.
I think she picked up on the energy exactly where it needs to go, Katie.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I picked a card that says decide. It's like you're at a crossroads, and whatever you set your intentions to or you want from your guides or your higher power, that you're going to get once you make that decision. So sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for. Do you really want this?
Do
you really not want this? It may come with some consequences that you may not want to get to have happen. But once you have to make a decision, and when you make that decision, be ready to handle what comes next after that. So it may not be
about.
And I don't see this being anything long term. It may be just fun for a while, and then it's gone. So it may not be something that you would want to get your heart involved in. So,
I feel that way too. I don't feel no connection, like no type of connection there. Anyway, like that type of connection as far as moving into a relationship.
Okay,
yeah.
And then something to think about too is the other person. There's always, since there's three people involved, there's not just you and him. There's the girlfriend. So I don't know if you want to deal with that. And I know women. I don't deal with women too often because women are crazy.
Right.
She said it. I didn't say it.
But I know you're going after. A guy will stand back and let two women fight.
Cricket.
Or fuss or whatever. So I don't even have that many women friends myself.
Right.
My friends are guys because I don't do women. I mean.
Right, too much drama.
Yeah, so you may want to think about that. So whatever your decision is, your guides and the spirits around you are ready to help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure you know what you want and you're ready to own up to whatever comes next.
I have a question for you.
I don't know if
this is relevant or not. Chuck E. Cheese comes coming to my head. I don't know why Chuck E. Cheese keeps coming to my head. I don't know if there's a Chuck E. Cheese in your area or not, but for some reason, you're going to see a Chuck E. Cheese, and you're going to run into it, and you're going to go, you're going to laugh, and it's going to bring joy to your heart. So maybe there's nephew or somebody you're supposed to take to Chuck E. Cheese. I got to go with the things that come to my mind because spirit, if I don't, I'll get punished for it. So I want to tell you, Chuck E. Cheese is popping in my head. So something with Chuck E. Cheese is going to happen, you know.
My sister was just over. She showed me a picture of my nephew at Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
They never once brought it up again. I don't know. I probably would. I would love to take my nephew again.
Well, there's something about Chuck E. Cheese. I think sometimes maybe, you know, to distract you a little bit from what's going on in your life, maybe you need to go to Chuck E. Cheese with a nephew and spend a little more time with your family. They're missing you. I'm feeling that. But Chuck E. Cheese is really prominent in my head going, boop, boop. And I can see the Chuck E. Cheese going, ding, 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 with his, you know, singing, I'm Chuck E. Cheese. Ding, 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 ding.
I wish I could get messages like you all do. Like the spirit call. I wish I could get that. That's good.
So, Mark just opened his mouth. He says he smells a rat. So, you know, spirit has a way of working things. And, you know, your ancestors are always with you. So they're sending messages to us. And so Chuck E. Cheese and rats. So there's connection there.
What does that signal mean? That's not me.
It came out of your mouth.
I
smell a rat. You got to think about this guy too. You know, I'm thinking that this guy, you know, even though you're having fun with him, may not be a good guy for you. I think there's somebody else better for you. I think there's somebody better for you out there. And I think Chuck E. Cheese, you might meet this guy at Chuck E. Cheese.
Something dealing with that.
Get into a lot of trouble together.
Yeah.
I had a feeling about that too.
Take him on a date to Chuck E. Cheese and see how he responds and how he reacts. And if he has a good time, then he might be the one to hang around with. If he doesn't want to go, it might be a good sign that you may not want to hang out with this guy.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm glad that we had fun.
Y'all funny. Oh, Lord, I'm about to call in again with you guys. I hope all three of y'all be back on there.
All right. Well, you take care and
you
enjoy
too.
The moment
I
want to
hold the line. All right, I will. Awesome. Y'all have a blessed evening.
All right.
All right. Thank
you. Thank
bye-bye.
You, sweetie.
You're welcome.
You know, spirit is funny, dude. You know, and I've told Katie this before. I have to say things sometimes that come out. I don't know where it goes sometimes, but later on, people will call back. You know, you told me to do this, and I did that. And I thought it was kind of weird at first, but then, or it was kind of funny. And then it's like, yeah, but I get it now. I totally understand what it was about.
I have just, as long as I've been studying stuff and been spiritually motivated and stuff, I have just figured this out in like the last 2 weeks. Because I would, other people would say they were getting messages from spirit, and I'd be like, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I realized, you know what? I had to tell my left brain, the analytical side of my brain, to shut the hell up. Because I'm serious.
That's
I just my
That's
own worst enemy, always. Always my own worst enemy. And it's like, you got to get those doubting voices, that left side of your brain, to shut up.
Yeah.
And then you can hear the
voices.
Because I've been able to communicate a lot easier with, you know, spirit outside things and stuff. I couldn't tell my left brain to shut up for 47 years.
Well, I was listening. I was listening to you guys talking, and I heard the Chuck E. Cheese song. Ding, 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 ding. I'm going, what the heck is that? And it's like, that's Chuck E. Cheese. And I'm going, all right, I'll tell her.
Oh, my nephew used to love Chuck E. Cheese.
I love Chuck E. Cheese. My kids are too big. 24, 18, and 19, they don't want to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
I spent most of my tokens at the skee ball.
I love skee ball. I used to run up there and throw the balls on top and just get all the tickets until I got in trouble.
And I just give my my nephews so they can get them little cheap toys, whatever they are.
But it was so fun, you know, to get the little ticket coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your childhood, your youth.
We just can't get away from singing cartoon characters, can we?
We didn't have Chuck E. Cheese as kids, you know what I'm saying? My kids had Chuck E. Cheese. I didn't have a Chuck E. Cheese. I was jealous, man. We had that, the big ape guy, remember? What was it? It was Showtime. Pizza.
Oh, Showtime Pizza.
Remember?
Yeah.
They were before Chuck E. Cheese. Remember Showtime?
Yeah. Wow.
My dad.
And then Chuck E. Cheese.
My dad was in an auction and bought all those characters. You know that? And sold them off to some guy who had a place that he did like carnival type thing. But my dad bought them all for like $200 when they went out of business. I remember I was with him. I said, "Don't sell that. I want that." He goes, "I got $500 for each one." So it's like, it was good.
Wow.
I'm reminiscing.
Showtime. I hadn't thought about that in...
Remember Godfather's Pizza?
Yes.
Yeah, they're still around, right?
There's still some around here and there.
There was one left in Marion as of a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But I think it might be gone. Yes, that was awesome. Actually, the guy who bought that ran for president in the last election. He kind of...
Who? Which guy?
Keys, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration.
Please
feel free to explore our daily inspirational
quotes
and uplifting stories. Exclusive interviews with local, world-known inspirational leaders.
Okay. Lucky's over there by me. Mm. We're getting their Dutch Mint donuts, but you know, they still get them, but people grab them up real quick. Or, because
Lucky's awesome.
I know a butcher shop down on Pierceburg Pike gets their Dutch Mint donuts.
Oh.
We're talking about donuts off air. Welcome back to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia.
I am Katie Siegel.
I am Mark the Singing One and a Half Crow.
One and a Half Crow. I was going to call him Bald Crow.
He's got such cute little curls on
like
his
it.
Neck.
And it doesn't mean I'm not being nasty or mean. It's just cute, you know. Just like, you know, he's a bald crow, man.
bald.
I look over, but so's David. David's bald too. I know he's listening to the show.
David has a little bit more hair on his dome.
David, they're probably ready to have you back about now.
Oh, the four of us can do the show. I don't care. It's just fun, man. I've got two extra jacks on here on my switchboard.
We've had, what, six people
on
the show before and around?
We have fun on these shows. You know, life's too stressful.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to go around and say, well, welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. Would you like a reading today?
Yeah.
Well, your card that you picked is the Circle of Unity.
Quick, get me a Perrier.
That's a good card, Circle Unity. We're drunk with the spirit.
Hallelujah.
And nothing else.
Hallelujah. No. I ain't that drunk. The call-in number is 646-595-3440. Again, that's 646-595-3440. Where can people find you, Katie, online?
Oh, I am on Facebook as Katie Singing Eagle, Katie with a C, C-A-T-I-E, and then Singing Eagle. And also, if you need to email me, you can find me at ldycat41@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And
you can find me on Facebook as well, under Mark Metheny, M-E-T-H-E-N-Y. You can also find me at www.markmetheny.com. You can find, and I now have my blog and Twitter post on the front page of my website. You can find me on Twitter at, I think, Astrology Rev. And then if you Google Astrology Revolution, most of that stuff is mine. Although there is some company on the East Coast called Astrology Revolution.
And that's in 10 different languages.
And Edison. And sometimes I appear as a piece of toast in the middle of nowhere.
With some butter?
Yes,
funny.
My face will appear on toast sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And for those of you who want to get in contact with me, you can contact me at iggygarcia.com, and you can link to all my Facebook stuff through there. Again, that's iggygarcia.com. We are holistic practitioners. We do our own different medicine, all different type of work. Astrology, Katie does Reiki. I do body work. Some people call me shaman. We're all shamans here. We're all reverends.
Just don't squeeze the shaman.
Just don't squeeze the shaman.
Don't squeeze the shaman.
All right, let's continue with our calls. Let's see.
Oh,
as soon as we hear the doorbell, we will get back into business. So, of course, as soon as I say that, someone rings the doorbell. So. My dog was running. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm
are you still there?
Yes, I am.
What's your name, caller?
Samantha.
What's going on?
I have this... Well, I'm just trying to really figure out what's going on between me and this guy. I know cliche stuff.
You're trying to find out what's going on with you and this guy?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm trying to look for closure.
Oh, okay.
Me and him have been communicating for some months now, and I just really wanted to get, like, what's going on or get some sense of where we're going, if anywhere. And I guess I was pressing the issue because he kept saying, I don't know, and I'm not usually I don't know type of person. Like, I either know or I don't, and you're not going to keep stringing me along. Like, give me some type of definite yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting agitated, and after we spoke, he texted me that we're incompatible. I'm like, well, you kind of knew that when you met me that we were different. Me being different from you is not a problem. I just want answers, and you're not willing to give them to me. That's how I feel about them. And I'm sure that he has an ex or some other girl that he's communicating with. I just wanted to know what's going on.
All right. That's a lot of information. And I put the rain spirit card on you, okay? It's time to wash away and clear away things and to let go of things that are holding you back. not knowing this person, but energetically picking up on through your vibration, you don't sound very happy. You don't feel very happy energetically. I'm not picking up very good vibration, good vibe from you. There's been a lot of, you know, emotion-driven things going through your body. I can feel it energetically that you've suffered from this a little bit. You know, the uncertainty, the stringing along, and, you know, the punishing, and, you know, not understanding why. This person has actually given you a lot of signs that it's time to move on. You'll have to make the final decision if it's what you want to do. But when someone tells me that, you know, we're not compatible and we're not meant to be or whatever, that's a pretty good sign that this relationship's not fostering very good. It's not going anywhere. Can it change? Yeah. In the universe of unlimited possibilities, things can change and things can happen and miracles do happen. But for your well-being, I feel that it's time for you to, you know, cry it out, get it over with, and move on. This person does not want to be with you. Not because they don't like you, not because you're not cool, but it's just energetically, he's in a different place than you are. He's in a different mindset where you are. So I'm looking out for you, since I don't know this person. But for you, the rain card means rain spirit is for cleansing and to letting go and to wash away things that are holding you back. You can own this for as long as you want, or you can let it go tomorrow or after we hang up on the show, and I'll let someone else take over from here, whoever's ready.
I got that you should, just like what Iggy said, is let go. And then this is a time to raise your vibration also. Take time out for you. Take time out to, I've got the card I picked that says play. So it's time to let this thing go, relax, get rid of the bad vibes, and then raise your vibration, get out there, and have a little fun, and do you. It's time to play. Put that thing away, put it to the side, get lost, and activate your higher awareness. Call on your guides that bring in the good vibrations, the positive activity, and go have some fun. And that's what this means, is just go have some fun. Get out there and get some friends that maybe a girlfriend or a guy friend that you have that you know you can have a good time with. And go walking in the park or go running somewhere or go dancing. Do something to raise your vibrations, to raise that positive energy within yourself.
And here's what Spirit wants me to tell you. As soon as you do this, you're going to get a phone call from this guy, okay? And the phone call is not really about, you know, hey, let's get back together, but more like out of curiosity what's going on with you. And I don't want you to be misled, and I don't want you to feel like, you know, it's a call for, you know, for reconciliation of the relationship. But as soon as you start to find it and walk into your own power, that's what we want you to do, is walk into your own power and rediscover who you are as a human being. And find that love that you have inside of yourself to honor who you are as a human, and to be strong, to create healthy limits and boundaries for yourself with this person, and protect, you know, your interests and the things that, you know, because you're beautiful. You're a beautiful human being, and you deserve better, and you deserve to have a great life like everybody does. And you have the right to make the decisions that you choose are best for you. So Katie and I and Mark, we can only tell you what we're picking up. It doesn't necessarily mean that what's going to happen. In the end, you make the final decision. What's going to happen. Mark, anything you want to add with?
Yeah, what's your birthday real quick?
March 21st, 1988.
And what's your, this other person's, even if you don't know the year?
I believe it's November. I think it's towards the end of the month.
Okay. So, yeah, so you are, if you're March 21st and you're about, your sun is at 0 or 1 degrees Aries, so you're the beginning of the zodiac. Your new life in exuberance. So you have right now is not a. I see all kinds of relationships and things ending right now. Anything that is not a good spiritual fit for us is going to make itself known very clearly at this point, and I'm guessing you've gotten several messages as to that already. So
yeah,
and yeah, so anything that
has been made apparent that it's really not working, it's not going to last at this point. The energies are too intense out there. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you're not alone. There's a lot of other people going through the same thing. There are, as I can tell you from personal experience, in the last year, as you remove things that are no longer working from your life, you quickly are rewarded with better things because there's room for better things to come into your life at that point.
And I really thank you guys for the reading, and I kind of have that same feeling like he would reach out to me, but I was really hoping I was wrong about it, and that was just my emotions getting in the way. Like, I was really hoping, like, okay, once I get this crap over with, I won't ever have to see him. He will never have to talk to me again. But you're saying that he may call kind of confirmed it. But I'm very much over this. I just wanted closure in the sense of, like, okay, I guess I knew all of this all along. Is this confirmation hearing it from you guys?
Yeah, the hairs on my arms are standing up. You are a powerful person. You have been a powerful person. I felt like you've been put down a little bit from this relationship. I think it's time for you to reclaim who you are and what you've been, and get back into that beautiful person that you are, that everybody's probably going, where have you been? What's going on? You know, I don't know if that's happening, but, you know, I'm kind of picking up on that. And I think it's time, you know, just to reclaim your identity again, you know, and be that beautiful lady that you are. You know, just be powerful, you know, and walk with your head high, that you did the best you could with the tools that you had in the situation you were in. You're ready for the next relationship. You'll be more prepared. You'll be ready to go into the next one going, that ain't happening to me again. You know, I hope. I mean, that's what I'm feeling. That's what's going to happen.
I say relax and enjoy.
Yeah, if I had any hair on my head, it would be standing up too.
You have one. It is standing up.
That is so funny.
Yeah. But Samantha,
just
do your best, okay?
Yeah.
And go get a Frosty and enjoy yourself. You know, get some ice cream or Frosty or whatever. And just, you know, take a walk in the park. You know, just chill a little bit. Have some fun. You know, skip some stones in the water. Do something you haven't done in a while. You know, that's what I'm hearing for you to do. That's what I hear Spirit saying. Just be yourself again.
Yeah, that's a great way to get yourself unstuck when you're feeling stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like something that you like to do that you haven't done in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to get yourself, like, regrounded.
Mm-hmm. That's why I picked that relax and play. Go, you know, regain your fun.
Do you like to cook?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I can tell. Spirit says you need to cook something. You need to cook something for two people that you really care about who have been close to you and helped you out in this process. You know, I know there's been a lot of people who probably helped you, have coached you along, but there's two significant people that, you know, who have kind of been there and you know, they may have kind of gone away a little bit because they didn't want to hear it anymore. But you need to cook them a meal, a nice little dinner, a glass of wine or something. But, you know, they're looking forward to that. They miss your cooking, all right?
Yeah, I definitely will. And when or if he does decide to pop back up, me and that those two people can just have a good laugh about it because I'm so over that.
Yeah. And, you know, just enjoy life the best you can. Healthy limits and boundaries. Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, I will.
All right.
Thank you,
Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. You take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, relationships are tough, man. And, you know, listening to what you're saying, we're going through some really crazy energies right now. And, you know, I can just imagine the things that are, you know, just going through people's minds and things that are happening.
Oh, I am. Dude, I'm constantly talking somebody down off a ledge. It doesn't end right now.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I'm on the ledge sometimes too.
Yeah.
Even understanding what's going on. Sometimes it's somebody talking me down, but it's wacky out there.
And I get people that they wrap their whole emotions and everything up into the other person to where they lose their own self and their own identity,
mm-hmm.
and they don't know who they are or know what to be alone. So, and I see people folks that are hopping from person to person to person because they don't know who they are. They've never taken time to get to know themselves.
And why is that? No, it wasn't a trick question. But no, I'll give you my version of the story. My version of the story is that we look for people to make things better in our lives that we feel that we can't make better. Mm-hmm. You know, we want someone to make us happy. No one can make us happy. We can only experience another human being in pieces and bits and parts. And there are aspects of you and you that I don't have that I like to experience. So the only thing we have is everybody who comes into our lives are on loan to us. Mm-hmm. You know, you're on loan to me, I'm on loan to you, you know, vice versa. You know, we're walking through life and we're grateful to have those experiences now. You know, this young lady has some experiences that we'll never have with this person ever, and vice versa. And it's good for her because she needed that. That's what she needed. And we all go through all these different things. And you're right, and we do. And we do sometimes give ourselves away mm-hmm. to the point that we don't even realize that we gave ourselves away. You know, then when we give ourselves away, we go, I've been duped. You know, I duped myself. You know, I've gotten to this relationship thinking something else. And we talked about this before in the past that, you know, it's one thing to be in a relationship. It's another thing to be in a partnership with somebody. Mm-hmm. Because relationships are up and down like this. And partnerships are someone who rides the wave with you. And they go a little bit up and a little bit down, but not too much. Partner is right there with you. You know, through thick and thin, they'll at least try to understand. And they'll try to, you know, say, okay, I know he's going through a hard time. She's going through a hard time. But as human beings, we have a difficult time sometimes separating, you know, our ego parts and going, I want to fix this. I'm sad. I want to fix you.
We can't fix people. We can only fix ourselves.
Yeah. We can only experience other people.
Yeah.
And the emotions we attach to them.
And then people, they become codependent on each other because mm-hmm. one needs this help and you're helping and it's,
and it becomes a crazy mess.
Crazy mess.
Right. And people need to... A lot of people look for... outside of themselves for authority, whereas mm-hmm. most of us have, we have all the answers we need inside. We just need to listen to our inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're,
she said it. You heard her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says, "I knew that."
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you just need some reaffirming, you know.
When you look for someone else to solve your problems and stuff for you, you kind of. Not only are you giving away your power, but you're kind of putting that other person in a situation too, to where how can they possibly fulfill that?
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
Well, I have a question to ask you. I was asking Spirit the other day a question. Mm-hmm. And an image came to me, and I haven't figured it out yet. And
okay, what's
you
your name? What's your name, caller?
My name is Patricia.
Patricia. All right. And so you got an image from Spirit. Was that through a dream, or was that through a meditation, or
through
just
my,
solid?
Yeah, going into kind of in between, like, my waking state and going into the meditation. I wasn't quite asleep yet, but it was very clear, and I'm starting to get images now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that there's a gentleman that I am attracted to, and I don't know if I should allow it to blossom. So I asked Spirit about it,
mm-hmm.
see if this is the right one for me. And the image I got, don't laugh. You know those
Chuck E. Cheese?
Playtex. No.
Sorry. I had to add that in there.
This is even more strange.
Well,
oh,
okay.
Chuck E. Cheese is not strange. I love Chuck E. Cheese. this, do you know those Playtex gloves, the yellow ones that you wash dishes with, that women
yeah.
wash dishes with?
Yeah.
Okay.
And men.
I
men wash
an...
dishes. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. All right, that's good. Well, I got an image in front of me of my hand was in that yellow Playtex glove, and there was a mm-hmm. spider on the glove. And
okay.
the kind of the message was the spider, of course, couldn't penetrate through the glove to bite me, I don't know if the spider was going to bite me, but the spider was there, and that was it. Now, I do use those gloves. I do wash my dishes by hand. So, however, I've never dreamt about those gloves or thought about them, but that's the glove that came to me. I don't think about those gloves. So I don't know why, you know, that image came to me. And I believe it because a lot of images have been coming. I've been getting a lot of messages. I've been more clairaudient and more clairvoyant. So I believe it. I trust it. Excuse me, but I can't figure what it means.
All right, let me ask you, because when I do my work, through my shamanistic work that I do, when people see animal totems, I always ask them first what they feel that symbolizes to them, because I don't want to play in a picture for you. I want you to at least guess what that would mean to you. By guessing, you start using your own intuition. I empower you and help you to empower yourself to figure this mystery out. If you had to guess what the gloves and what the spider represented, what would that mean to you? Go.
Well, protection, there's, I guess.
Protection, okay.
That's
very, keep going. Very good. Keep going.
Cleanliness, I don't know.
Okay.
The gloves.
Very good. No, yeah. There's no wrong or right answer. This is your own read.
Yeah, being protected, because if I didn't have the glove on, then the spider would bite me.
Okay.
The spider was there for a reason. And
right.
The gloves, they protect from the heat of the water.
Okay.
The elements, spider. And the yellow, I don't understand, you know, because they could have brought any glove, but it had to be that yellow glove. I can't figure that one, to tell you the truth.
All right. Okay, those are great.
And maybe clean.
Those are beautiful, beautiful answers. I mean, those are, when you start putting the pieces together, you know, you'll start to understand what's going on here. Yellow, chakra points. Okay? Yellow chakra.
Ah.
Okay? Protection. Okay. So how do we protect? So we create a spiritual protection. Our image of a latex glove, you know, or a playtex glove, you know, it keeps the heat away. So you're insulated. You're protected. The spider. Spiders don't necessarily mean they're bad. Spiders also are mother energy. They're weaving and they're creating the medicine wheel. She's part of the creation. She's always adding spokes and stuff. Now, you can look at it that way, or you can look at it too, that was the spider going to bite me? Who knows? But there are a lot of big symbolisms here. You have a totem of spider. Spider's there that you're going to weave your web. You're going to create your own, you know, belief systems about this relationship, how it's going to work out. But you're going to create a barrier, a healthy barrier between you, you know, that, you know, you're not going to cross it until you're ready, you know, or at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that glove represents a barrier, a protection, that you don't know this person, you want to get to know this person. So, you know, being like the wise spider, you know, you might have venom and you might slash back, but you may not also, you might be a gentle spider as well. But I do believe that you're creating healthy limits and boundaries before you step into something that you're not aware of. I feel that spirit is saying, you know, walk carefully. You know, sometimes it's that you're in the heat of the moment. You can't feel it because you have this protection on you, this glove. You're going to have to get a little bit vulnerable sometimes to test the waters with this person, who they are and what they really are. Because in any relationship in the beginning, there is also, we always have that, I always talk about this, there's always that infatuation moment. Infatuation can last a lifetime. That's what people don't realize. And infatuation can last 5 seconds. So, you know, the thing is, is this relationship good for you? I think this is a good testing ground for you. This is a good a good place for you to, you know, reach out and find out who this person is. I don't feel bad energy with this person at all. Okay, I mean, I can see your head shaking. I don't feel any negative energy coming through, you know, on this read about this other person, because when you talked about him, you were giggling, you were laughing, but you're also very cautious. You're very, you know, you're trying to go, okay, well, let's take it slow, and that's a good thing to do.
Because what I picked up was protection, and that is there for protection and healing, and your guides are there to help protect you, and just like the glove is. So this being cautious is okay, and the spider, I don't think the spider, just like he said, the spider is not there as a negative. The spider is there as a positive. Because especially like spiders are spider's webs are very good healing properties for wounds, for different things that may go on. So, and just like a spider is a totem, Adela, a spider is one of my totems, one of my guides. Spiders, when I'm outside, spiders are always, I'll put down a mat, a tarp or something, and then next thing I know it's full of spiders. And the spiders do not bite me, and I just let them crawl on me until they get kind of irritating, and then I kind of shoo them away.
Mm-hmm.
But spiders aren't necessarily, some people think they're evil or icky, and mm-hmm. they're not. So, and what I picked up was protection.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders there is one of your protectors. So is the glove, is one of your protectors. So that's basically what I got.
It's funny, maybe you just got to wash some dishes. Maybe you got to meditate washing dishes, you know? I mean, some things are real literal, too, you know? I mean, sometimes it's real literal. The spirit
right.
just say, hey, you know what? You got to wash dishes, you know? And I will send you more messages to the dishwasher. And Mark, anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I also have some dishes
true.
I need done. I think they're both right. Is that, I mean, spiders get a bad name. I had a absolutely ridiculous spider message about a month ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would normally get, I've got a little bug sucker so I can suck them up and take them outside if they're
cool.
without killing them. And normally I would have to take two or three outside a week. I had about a 10-day period where I was taking like five every single day out there in the, I mean, they were just like out of nowhere, and it was like, I was like, okay, what the heck's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So now for me, I think you're both right that the spider can definitely be, it can be good or bad. I don't think it's a scary energy, you know, automatic to say, because, you know, we learn a lot from spiders. My
mm-hmm.
my message from the spiders was, now I've got spiders talking to me. My message from the spiders were to build my web and my network. And that's what I did. And as I did that, as I worked on that, then the spiders went back down to normal level in the house. I mean, to me, the obvious thing, the yellow color, the yellow glove, you know, yellow is proceed with caution. So
yeah.
you're not sure of that energy, the spider energy, which I'm guessing is this other person you're interested in. Could be good, could be bad, but definitely nothing, you know, ominous. And I think just the yellow glove, perhaps, is proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still think she's going to wash dishes, but, you know.
Yeah. And
I wash dishes all the time.
Yeah.
Actually, I get messages while I'm washing dishes.
You see, I was right, man. I told you.
You
wasn't
are
I
right?
Didn't I say that? I said she gets messages
washing
dishes.
Washing dishes. Yes.
It is. It can put you in that state. But, yes, the spider has been with me. For a long time, I had a vision about a spider. A huge spider was over me one time, and she asked me, she said, what would you think if I was your god? And then she went away. And after that, I never killed. Yeah, I know. She could have bitten me. But I never killed another spider or another anything after that. Never, ever killed. I always escort them out. But yeah, so I needed to ask you that because mm-hmm. I couldn't, you know, understand why that would come to me.
Yeah, I think things will be more clear after you hang up with us in an hour or a few days later. You know, it's always fun to explore these different things. Do a little research, go online, you know, look up the spider. But I'm glad that you at least got to, you know, get the first crack at it. Before we started putting our little you know, mind things into it. And I think for Mark and his little spider sucker thing, I think it's the same one. He just keeps getting out of the thing.
Well, you know,
Actually,
I'm glad I called
because... My spider sucker has a bright yellow handle to it, now that you say that.
Well, I'm glad I called
maybe it's
because
you.
I completely forgot
Never
about
mind.
The yellow.
Yeah, perfect. But you know what?
So,
just explore with
it.
Have fun with it. Have fun with this
okay.
because you know what? That's. I mean, what else can you do? Why not?
All right. Thank you very much.
And Spirit,
that
and Spirit
brings a
says
lot of
make
courage.
Make pancakes. I don't know why. Today, Spirit is really asking me to make pancakes for somebody. So I don't know what that means.
Oh,
so.
Yummy.
Maybe you'll figure that out along the way.
And deliver
sounds
them to Iggy.
And deliver them to me. Airmail them.
Or maybe that guy likes pancakes.
I don't know.
Maybe
he does.
Hey, there you go.
Very good.
I'll have to cook him some pancakes.
All right, Patricia.
Thank
you very
much
for calling.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was fun. I like that.
Yeah.
Spiders and yellow gloves. Michael Jackson, was it just one glove?
And pancakes.
And pancakes. And Chuck E. Cheese.
Some pancakes.
So we went from pizza to donuts to pancakes.
I know. I've been wanting some pancakes, too.
Okay, we're going to be doing, like, really quick ones here. So everybody who's online, make sure that you give us your name and make sure that you get to the point because we only have, like, 10 minutes left. And we want to get everybody in, okay? So this will be like a little popcorn reading round, okay? So, like I said, let's do it. Let's go at it. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I'm Evelyn. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's going on?
Just wondering what the card reveal regarding relationship. I'm 32. I don't have any children. I want to get married. And the whole works, and I think I'm ready. It seems to me I haven't found the right one yet, so just wondering about that.
What's your name, caller?
Evelyn.
Evelyn? Did she say that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, man, where am I? I'm thinking about the yellow glove.
Or pink.
Okay.
What's your birthday, sweetie?
August 1782.
And happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you're late degrees of Leo, so coming up right now you have Mars and Saturn are conjunct in Scorpio, and they are squaring your sun. So it's going to be asking you to make some changes. Saturn is structures, Mars is energy, and the sun is your basic personality, your exuberance, creativity. So you may need to, you should have a big bump up in energy right now, but it's maybe asking you to explore your creative abilities and things like that, and also look at any areas where maybe you're not being treated justly or whatnot, to kind of step out and put a stop to anything that you may not like that's going on. But right now you should be in a, you should have a lot of energy, especially dating, relationship type energy out there for you.
Okay.
All right, cool. Katie, anything you want to add?
I picked something that says cleanse your aura. So any bad or any negative energy or anything that's been around you lately, you want to get rid of it. Do some meditation, light some candles, whatever is in your practice to do to get rid of all the negative energy that's around you, be it from a past relationship or from someone that's close to you or someone that's a friend that's been near you. And once you do that and you relax and get within yourself, then that'll help bring some positive things in and even usher in that relationship that you want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spirit is asking me to ask you what this person looks like, what they smell like, what they taste like. Because if you don't ask and you're not specific, you're just going to get whatever you're only really thinking about. If he's just sexy, then you're not going to get the other parts, you know? So Spirit really wants you to sit down, get a notepad, okay? Write down blue eyes, brown hair, 6 feet tall, 5'2". I'm 5'2", but I'm married. But anyhow, you know, you have to be very specific, you know? You have to be very specific, you know? You have to go, you know, what's this person look like? I mean, how many kids do you want to have with this person? You know, for some people listening out there might sound kind of strange, you know, but you know what? Mm-hmm. You do this when you got a job, when you're out there, you know, applying for a job, or you're going to go to the park, whatever.
That's
you know how much gas is in your tank. You know, you allocate. So start allocating your emotional charges towards what this person what do you want them to look like? You know, is he Latino? Is he Chinese? You know, I mean, maybe that's not important. You know, but, you know, get specific. Okay. Get real with yourself. You're 32, you're young, you can have lots of kids. You know, the thing is, you know, make sure that this person wants to have kids too. So, you know, if you want to have three kids, you need to put down, I want three kids, and I hope he wants three kids. And, you know, just get down there today, you know, tomorrow, whatever. Get in, look in the mirror, get a mirror out, and look. You say, hey, Evelyn, how you doing? Good to see you again. You're the only person I listen to. You know, every day I see you, you know, you're looking great. You know, just have a conversation with yourself. Talk to yourself. Sit there and go, we want to get married in the next, you know, 5 years, or we want to get married in the next year. We want to meet somebody. But first, what I would do is maybe go on some dates and try to find the person. You know, you may, even the things you write down, you may be close to what you're looking for, you know. And I'm not saying get so picky, but, you know, get on some dates and go around, test the waters a little bit, because you don't want to go for the first guy that comes down the street. He may be the guy. I can't say he's not, but he may be. But, you know, I don't know the odds about that, but just get real, get specific, okay? That's what I need you to do. And I need you to look in the mirror and talk to yourself and say, hey, what do we want? What do we need? And do this with everything you do, if you want. It's a good practice. It's a good medicine to do, because a lot of people don't like to look in the mirror and talk to themselves because they're afraid of the things that, you know, they see the things of themselves that they don't want to show other people. Okay, so creating healthy limits and boundaries with yourself and creating healthy limits and boundaries with this new relationship as well. All right, we got to move on to other callers, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Call back. Yeah, we appreciate you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I hang up and they're calling in. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Don.
What's your name?
Don.
Don. Hi, Don. What's going on, Don?
Hi there. Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm fine.
Good, good.
Yes, I'd like to direct this one towards Iggy, and it has to do with animals, and I'll tell the story, and I'll try to guess what it meant, and you'll tell me maybe if you think it's close. My wife had this dream about a dog that it was yellow, it was bouncy, short and stocky, and it walked in the back door of her house. Well, the very next day, she meets this dog with a neighbor, and the neighbor asked my wife if she would like to have this. My wife said, I was dreaming a dog would come into my life. And sure enough, the dog got to visit our home. Later, we found out that this dog would come to our yard and visit. And sure enough, after we had the dog, it would go outside and roll around just like it would normally do, like it was like it owned the place. I'm thinking that the dog had some sort of an affirmation that it really liked the yard and wanted to see what it was like on the inside of the house. What do you think?
You know, you just gave yourself your own reading. You're pretty good.
Yeah,
you're pretty good about it. You know, but I mean, yeah, what I'm seeing is, you know, if you want my take on it, you know, what I'm feeling is that like energies attract. Okay. Even with the animal kingdom, the animals actually know when they want to be a certain place. They know when they don't want to be in a certain place. This particular dog sounds like it really is in tune with something with you in the house. It may not be you. Do you have any children or anything, or do you have any other animals?
No, I think it was my wife, because my wife got along good with the dog, but the dog used to belong to a young teenage man, and when I would go to pet her this one time, she lunged at me. She didn't bite, but we're thinking that maybe she's afraid of men, but the lady was able to take the dog back the day after that, and so, you know, we can still go visit the dog. The dog's still in the neighborhood.
Okay. What I would do,
I think the dog wanted to come say hello to my wife, because my wife was missing somebody, and it turned out that the son that used to own the dog had to leave the house, and the dog was missing somebody. So go figure.
And you know, animals, they communicate in ways we can't understand sometimes. I think the dog just wanted to visit, personally, in my opinion. I just think the dog was coming by and just saying, hey, just want to say hello, you know. Maybe it's not getting the intention.
Yeah,
that you know,
that sounds good.
At home. All right?
Yeah, that's how I felt. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Nice talking to you and meeting with you.
Thank you for
we'll get together sometime, okay?
Thanks, Don. Appreciate it.
Bye. Okay.
All right, let's go down here real quick. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. This is Mark from New Hampshire.
Hey, what's going on, Mark? What's going on?
Oh, just working on moving into, getting out of an apartment living and moving into a mobile home where I'll be able to do more of my own radio shows and mm-hmm. you know, metaphysical work and have some more fun.
Is this my buddy, Mark?
Yes, it is. Well, we talk later.
Yeah. Well, what's going on? You say you're moving, right?
Yeah, well, we're working on it. Could we still have to be officially approved by the mobile home park? Mm-hmm. And we've already got most of the money together, just a little bit more we need to transfer from another account. So do you see that all happening and for that move to be smooth?
Looking at Mark. I don't know. I have Mark here, too. So.
What's your birthday?
March 2nd, 66.
So you're a Pisces with probably Jupiter in Gemini or Cancer, probably Gemini. Just make sure you have your dot your T's and cross your I's very carefully right now, because Neptune is in Pisces and it's not too terribly far from your sun. Just make sure you get all inspections done and just double check that everything's very, very copacetic with the trailer and all the legal documents on it.
Katie, right. Are you picking up anything?
I'm not picking up anything.
That's okay. That's normal. Well, Mark, I picked the card for you, and I picked the card it's called the Fisherman card. The Fisherman card is about creating abundance for yourself. It's the old, if you believe in Christ consciousness and stuff, teaching a man how...
Well, you know me, I guess.
Yeah, I know you. But this card is like very, 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 like jumping out at me. Okay, when I'm looking at, I see the fish, I see the guy and the spear, and I'm looking at the water, and I'm seeing that, there's a lot of stuff that you can give to the world. And the thing is, with this new trailer and this new thing has kind of sidetracked you from the mission and the cause that you're on. And then once you get everything taken care of, like Mark was saying here, crossing the I's and T's and the dots and whatever, and just making sure everything is in order, get back on the mission, get back on the path, get back in the flow, get back into that rhythm, and teach people what you know. Because people out there are ready to listen, and there's a group of people out there, and not everybody's going to catch what we do. But there's always going to be a segment of the population that's going to say, hey, I get that. I understand that. Okay? And here's another thing. And with your family, like if your wife, your brothers, with somebody in your family, you need to communicate with them and say, hey, this is what I would like to do. This is where I'm at. I know maybe it's not financially going to get us where we need to be, but in the long run, it will, when we start putting the things in a certain, order. So be patient. Talk to them about being patient with you and to give you a little bit of time and to help them, and ask them for help. Have them involved, but don't put them involved in the sense where they have to partner with you, but have them there to at least you can throw ideas and, banter back and forth and just have a little flow with that. I don't feel like they really want to be involved in what you're doing, but you definitely are called to do this, and this is very important to you once you get situated and you're settled in. And that's what I'm picking up.
Because I have an appointment on September 3rd in a few days, and mm-hmm. move forward in manifesting a full-time on-the-job training position, and then probably in the fall or spring, starting training as a community health worker, which, while I'm also working in that full-time on-the-job training position, and then moving on so that I can really bring all of my past experience together to be the community health worker in whatever place is best for me so I can do my higher work as well.
Yeah, and Spirit's telling me to tell you to play. He says you're not playing enough. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that looks like, what play means to you. But Spirit is going, dude, you need to play a little bit.
Probably have some fun.
Yeah. Because
well,
trailer,
the trailer is right next to my daughter. And I'll have my grandchildren, so
okay.
Play with them a lot.
Awesome.
That's what I'm picking up. It's time for you. Maybe take them to Chuck E. Cheese,
Right.
And Chuck E. Cheese has been the theme of our show. All right, Mark, I'll let you go. We have one more caller to go, and then I'll put you on the mute, okay?
All right. I'll talk to you later, Iggy.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. You are our final caller. And our most special one. If you're still there.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Would you like us to give you a reading? Would you like to give us a reading?
Hello.
It could be that they're just listening to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Nope, they must not be there. I'm going to put Mark back
okay.
on. Hey, Mark. You still there?
I'm here. I just muted myself, so.
Hey,
yeah.
why don't you tell people what you do, Mark? I want you to kind of introduce yourself a little bit to my friends here. We're on the air, and I know you're
okay,
doing a lot of...
Well, you and I need to do a show together, as we've talked about. Basically, I am a conscious walk-in. I am constantly that I am in... I assist creation for different planets, galaxies, and so forth, that choose to move forward in their conscious resonance frequency, in their evolution, I guess you could say, and where they're stuck, where they are held back against their free will by the negatives, if you will. I help them with my others I work with to help them to be free, to move forward, and in their evolutionary process and the conscious integration and so much more. And so I work on many levels of creation consciously to assist, you know, on many levels of creation. It's part of the Drum Dean Council and many others. I also work closely with the dragon and the phoenix and all forms of life and creation. So I work with humanoid and non-humanoid beings from throughout creation.
Perfect.
that's interesting because I've gotten information from some different sources in the last couple of weeks that the number of walk-ins that are present here and as well as the number of visitors from other locations has greatly increased here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think helping with that kind of thing would be very much needed, especially in the near future. In fact, one of my friends called it, what was the phrase she used? She said we're kind of the Earth, with all the dimensional and frequency changes going on, we're kind of the hot vacation spot in the universe right now, is the way they put it.
Okay.
With so much right. shifting and changing going on right here.
Yeah.
That's something I've yet to explore.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, there's a lot of things that I work with I'm not saying all, but a majority of Earth humans are not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be changing over the next 10, 20 years.
Okay.
They'll be doing a lot of education as well as the other conscious stars. And when the time is right, I will be coordinating with the other conscious star seeds that have chosen to take on the higher responsibility with our galactic family and helping them to work together as a collective, that we're not better or worse than anyone else. It's just that we have to focus on our function and role and help Earth humanity to understand what we're here to do and how we do it in our own way.
You know what? We're going to take the Chuck E. Cheese, man. I'll say right now.
Well, Iggy, what I'll do is if you're ready, I'll help you to quantum jump somewhere where you can really have some fun and meet some of my friends. And I think it's some friends that you have never met before. So
I've never met you physically. I mean, I can say, you know, but I feel like I know you. And it's kind of cool, you know, because I have two Marks here. I have Mark on my left and Mark in the cyber connection of my internet. And I've came.
Hi.
Cool. And if you ever make it out to New Hampshire, I'll bring you to the White Mountains and to the Crystal City of Light beneath the mountains.
There's some nice guys out there.
Iggy, does that sound like fun?
Sounds like fun, man. I'm in. I'll bring Mark and Katie with me.
Or you can bring your family. Bring your family on vacation.
Very good. That'd be excellent. Mark, I'm going to let you go, and I'll catch up with you later tonight. We'll talk a little bit more. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for sharing your thoughts and the things that you do.
All right, my friend.
All right, namaste, my friend.
Have a good evening.
Hello, caller. Are you still on? Just one more try.
Hello.
I just don't want to leave anybody behind. Okay. We're going to have to leave them behind.
Goodbye.
All right. Closing thoughts? Anything you want to leave with our listeners? Perfect.
Pancakes and donuts are good.
Perfect. No, that's great, man. I love it.
Nice Katie? Carbohydrates.
Okay.
Peace and blessings.
Well, this show was brought to you by Being Silly and Goofiness, Great Spirit,
and
you know,
Chuck
was having fun in Chuck E. Cheese.
Here's my closing thought. A rich man has a canopy over his bed. A poor man has a can of OP under his bed.
A can of... And with that...
And on that note...
Wisdom from the sages.
You guys are funny.
That's great, it starts with...